Penguin Random House Audio presents Forgetting to Be Afraid by Wendy Davis. Read for you by Wendy Davis and Hillary Huber.
For my daughters, Amber and Drew and Tate, who taught me a love deeper than I believed was possible. For my mom, who taught me the blessing of service above self. And for my dad, who taught me to be awake while still dreaming. Become so wrapped up in something that you forget to be afraid. Lady Bird Johnson. Introduction. I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. When I was a young girl, we moved quite a bit, crisscrossing the country twice before we settled in Texas for good when I was 10. Mostly, we moved to follow my father. Where his job took him, it took us too. But wherever we lived, we tried to spend as much time as we could with my grandparents. We never had a lot, but what we had was what mattered most, family. My mother's parents still lived in the panhandle of Texas in the small town of Muleshoe. My grandfather, Neely Stovall, made his living for most of his life as a tenant farmer, and when he was in his mid-60s, he suffered a massive stroke. From that moment forward, he lived the rest of his life in a nursing home. He was partially paralyzed, and as a result, he had a very difficult time forming words. When my mom and my siblings and I would pile into my mom's old Volkswagen hatchback to visit him in Muleshoe, we would pick him up at the nursing home and take him to be with us in his real home for the weekend, the home he had shared with my grandmother. On several of those occasions, my grandfather would beckon me into the kitchen and I would sit with him at their old formica table, the kind with the silver band that goes all the way around. He would bring out a piece of paper, point very determinedly at it, and I knew my task. He wanted to dictate a letter to me so he could communicate with a friend. As you can imagine, him sitting there in his wheelchair and me with my skinny legs stuck to the plastic chairs in their kitchen on a hot summer day, it was a lot of hard work. Those hours with a pencil and paper decoding and deciphering the words he was trying to say were slow and difficult and challenging, not just for him but for me as well. Nothing could have been more important than the task he'd entrusted me with. So much was riding on my getting it right. So much depended on both of us working hard to do what needed to be done. Watching him struggle made me even more determined. If my grandfather had the fortitude to try to speak despite the broken pathways in his brain, well then, I could certainly do my part. Invariably, on those occasions, he would start crying, which meant that I would start crying too. It's a very hard lesson for a 10-year-old to witness the despair on her grandfather's face. One of my favorite photos of the two of us was taken on one of those bittersweet weekends. He's in his wheelchair with his right arm in the gray sling he always wore after his stroke, and I'm leaning into him on the edge of his chair with my little arm around his big shoulder. I'm smiling, and he is too, if only just with his eyes. Of all the memories that have stuck with me and formed me and made me who I am, the ones from spending time with my grandfather are among my most cherished, because the experience drove home such a powerful point to me, the importance of having a voice, how painful it is to lose it, and how important it is to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves and be true to what they would say if they could. I couldn't possibly have known then that years later I would be leading a historic, nearly 13-hour filibuster in the Texas State Senate to defeat an anti-abortion bill giving voice to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?